Well, my older brother was.
So they're to get the water off the land here, they're...
Yeah, we pump that over. We got a pump on the front and we got one on the back.
I saw when I came in along the road that
yeah,
there were places where they were growing rice where it looked lower than where the water was.
Yeah, that must be before you hit the island, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a steady they're working there. On your right-hand side of the road as you was coming down. He's got a pretty big piece there. There comes somebody.
I notice there's a big rig out there they're drilling.
Huh? Oh, yes, man. There's oil fields all around here. You ain't kidding.
Mm-hmm. Now, about your house and the things you had. Hello, who's that there?
That's my oldest son. He lives in Lafayette.
That's a big town.
I understood that.
Yeah. Tell me about the trappers who wore them.
Well, we had to go trap in Chalmette.
Yeah.
And they had that trappers' war, they called it, on account of the people that was there. It was a different nation of people to what we were, mostly.
Yeah.
And they were against that because and I guess you couldn't very well blame them because that was their living down in that country. But they didn't bother my nephew. We was not included into the war. It was the newcomers that was coming, you see, in the different tracts of land.
Yes.
That was done through a wealthy man around Chalmette that was trying to smother that bunch out from there, but he couldn't do it. They gained the biggest part of their trapping that they had. I had a lot of my relatives was into that. But none of them got hurt. I had my oldest brother and some of my nephews that had to come back. But we stayed out in the marsh. We wasn't. That occurred up on the ridge. They blockaded the road. And we were back in the marsh on my nephew's property.
Did they take their skins?
Well, no, they didn't take. The trappers were just moving in. They hadn't trapped any yet. They were moving there and they were trying to, in fact, they did keep them from going. They finally settled it up.
Why did you go there? Wasn't there good trapping here?
Well, that was handled pretty much politically. Our private properties didn't have anything on it. And you take like the Rockefeller Refuge, that was handled politically in them times. And they'd bring people from, even some from Lafayette, Abbeville, Kaplan, all through in that country. That knocked us out. We used to trap Rockefeller. And it was handled through politics.
Well, you mean the Rockefeller place?
Yes, sir.
When was that started? Did Rockefeller come out here and buy some land?
Yeah, they bought land here and then donated it for wildlife.
Could you trap there?
Oh, yes, you could trap it, but you couldn't hunt it. But while they had it, in politics, certain crew could hunt. But we couldn't even go trap. And man, is some of the prettiest oysters you ever saw in there. That long. We couldn't go get oysters.